What defines many of this year's nominees is music. $4 Million Quartet brings audiences to Sun Records in Memphis to witness the collaboration of Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley before they became famous. The musical Memphis portrays the alliance of two unlikely musicians, a young white disc jockey and a powerful black jazz singer in 1950s racially segregated America. Both Memphis and Million Dollar Quartet have been nominated for Best Musical, among other distinctions. Fila has received 11 Tony Award nominations, ranging from Best Musical to Best Scenic Design. It is based on the story of Nigerian musician and activist Fila Kuti, whose Afrobeat rhythms are a combination of jazz, funk, salsa, calypso, and traditional African music. Lilias White plays Kuti's mother and is nominated for Best Featured Actress.
I was familiar with his music when I was in high school and college. He was a big star. His music were, all of his songs were big hits. And I wasn't as familiar with his mother and with her role as an activist.
White says Fila Kuti's mother was a women's rights activist, a teacher in Nigeria, and a major influence on Kuti and his music.
She was strict and stern, but she loved her country and she loved helping people and teaching people and getting people to read. It's been a challenge and a great honor to play her on stage. These little town blues.
Twyla Tharp's Come Fly Away is nominated for Best Choreography. The musical is shaped around the sounds of Frank Sinatra. It depicts four couples as they fall in and out of love one evening at a nightclub. The choreography mixes swing dancing and acrobatics with a ballet influence. The dancers are strong and sharp, yet graceful in their movements. One production that caused a stir this year is the musical Enron. The story follows the former U.S. energy company Enron and the accounting fraud that led to its demise. The scheme cost investors tens of billions of dollars. The musical did exceedingly well in its initial run on London's West End Theatre District and has been nominated for a Tony in three categories. But after only 15 performances, it closed. Stephen Kunkin played Enron's chief financial officer and is nominated for Best Featured Actor.
The play didn't just vilify these guys from Enron in a way that made it easy and digestible. I think sort of the meta reason why the play, you know, didn't necessarily find its audience, the brass tacks reason the play didn't find its audience was because it was very expensive.
The show's budget is estimated to have been between $4 and $5 million. The Tony Awards ceremony is Sunday night in New York. This is Ruth Reeder, VOA News, New York.